Someone. Can you help him? Can you change something bad and make it good? Then do it, and do it with zeal. Will you be harmed? Not ultimately. If God is for us, who can be against us? Romans chapter 8, verse 31. The Lord is my helper, I will not fear. What can man do to me? Hebrews chapter 13, verse 6. Do not fear those who kill the body and after that have no more that they can do. Are not five sparrows sold for 2 pennies, and not one of them is forgotten before God? Why, even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, you are of more value than many sparrows. Luke chapter 12, verses 4, 6, and 7. Verse 14a. But even if you do suffer for righteousness' sake, you will be blessed. Yes, there will be opposition, even if you are zealous for what is good and righteous, but never forget the Beatitudes. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Matthew chapter 5, verse 10. Verses 14b through 15a. Have no fear of them, nor be troubled, but in your hearts reverence Christ as Lord. You pay homage to what you fear. So cowering in fear before men is the opposite of bowing in reverence before the Lord of glory. Verse 15b. Always be prepared to make a defense to anyone who calls you to account for the hope that is in you, yet do it with gentleness and reverence. Why would they ask about hope? Because the craving for happiness in the human heart is so strong that the only explanation for our willingness to suffer for righteousness' sake must be some hope on the other side. That's exactly what Jesus said. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. Matthew chapter 5, verse 12. Hope sustains zeal for the good under persecution. People know that intuitively. So they ask about hope. Verse 16, and keep your conscience clear, so that when you are abused, those who revile your good behavior in Christ may be put to shame. There is a lag between the time when a good deed is done and the time when the good deed is recognized as good by our opponents. First, they revile our deed. Then, sometime later, they are put to shame. How much later? Perhaps not until the final judgment will some people see things as they really are. For some,